Hello, I am Ethan, and today I'm going to be talking about Greek mythology.
Yay!
So, what got me into Greek mythology? Well, I started reading the Percy Jackson series, and ever since then, I fell in love with it. It seemed super interesting to me, all the gods and the titans and the deities and all that kind of things. And ever since then, I was all into and interested in Greek mythology. Couldn't put down the series. Just kept reading it over and over again. Who is my favorite god or goddess? Well, that will definitely have to go to Poseidon, who is the god of the sea, earthquakes, and hurricanes and storms and that kind of stuff. He's the creator of horses and one of the three most powerful gods of Olympus. In the series Percy Jackson, he's the father of Percy Jackson and just a really cool kind of god. He wields like this trident, which is a three-pronged spear, which can cause earthquakes of a single strike upon the ground. That's what gave him the name Earthshaker. If I could be a god, which one would I be? Well, that is a great question, and I'd probably have to be Apollo, because he is the god of a lot of stuff. He's the god of the sun, the god of archery, poetry, music, healing. He can fly around in this sun chariot and like bring the sun up every morning. He's a cool guy in the Percy Jackson series. Yeah, I referenced that a lot. And yeah, he's a really cool god. Archery, too, is really interesting. Who is my favorite goddess? Well, that would probably be Artemis, who is the sister of Apollo, the goddess of the moon and the hunt. She wields a silver bow, which is really cool. And yeah, being a commander of a whole hunting squad would be really cool. So I'd probably choose Artemis. What were the 12 labors of Hercules? Well, the 12 labors were, one was kill the Nemean lion. Two was kill the Hydra. Three was capture the Curinian hind. Four was capture the Erymanthian boar. Five was clean the Augean stables. Six was kill the Stymphalian birds. Seven was capture the Cretan bull. Eight was capture the horses of Diomedes. Nine was take the girdle of the Amazon queen Hippolyte. 10 was capture the cattle of Geryon. 11 was take the golden apples of Hesperides. And 12 was capture Sybaris. All of those deeds Hercules done were very impressive and difficult things to do. So Hercules is a very powerful guy. Who are the 12 Olympian gods? Well, the 12 Olympian gods are Zeus, the lord of the sky, the king of the gods, and the husband of Hera, Poseidon, the lord of the sea, the creator of horses and god of earthquakes and storms, Hades, the lord of the underworld and the god of death. Then you have Hestia, the goddess of hearth and home. Hera, the goddess of marriage, the wife of Zeus, and queen of the gods. You have Ares, the god of war, and Athena, the goddess of wisdom and war. You have Apollo, the god of the sun, archery, music, poetry, and healing. You have Aphrodite, the goddess of love, Hermes, the god of thieves and the messenger of the gods. You have Artemis, the goddess of the hunt and the moon, and Hephaestus, the god of fire and the forge. Were there deities other than the 12 Olympian gods? Yes, actually, there were many. You've got Mother Earth, Gaia, and Father Sky, Uranus. And then there's the 12 Titans, you have Cronus and Oceanus, Aeptus, Hyperion, Crius, Coeus, Rhea, Thetis, Dione, Mnemosyne, Themis, and Phoebe. And there's also the 50-headed, 100-handed ones, and the giants, the cyclopses, the minor gods like Nemesis and Aeolus, the god of the wind, and centaurs, and many, many, many other deities. So yes, there is other deities than the gods. That's about all on Greek mythology. Hopefully you tune in next time, even though there's probably not going to be a next time.